AP Update. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate Judiciary Committee has approved Loretta Lynch's nomination to be the next Attorney General. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
The committee vote was 12-8, with Republicans Orrin Hatch, Lindsey Graham, and Jeff Flake joining all nine Democrats in supporting Lynch, who is currently the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York. She's expected to win Senate confirmation and become the first black woman to be Attorney General, though the timing of the Senate vote is unclear.
While Lynch is expected to win approval from the full Senate, debate today from the Senate Judiciary Committee showed that many Republicans will oppose her over President Obama's executive actions, granting work permits and deportation stays for millions of immigrants in the United States illegally. One Republican, Alabama's Jeff Sessions, said the Senate should not confirm someone to that position who intends to continue that unlawful policy. AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.